Hello, and welcome to the most forward-thinking and enlightening podcast in the world. Conscious Rebel, with Talib Barney. Proceed with caution and detail, for your personal transformation and soul are at risk. Thank you, and enjoy.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Conscious Rebel. This is Season 2, Episode 43 with your host, Talon Barney. Let's get right into this. So today we are going to be talking about the two most invaluable skills and how to acquire them. Obviously, this is completely my opinion on this. There's not actually a study out there that shows what the most two invaluable skills are. But through what I can concoct in and what I can see throughout different people I have studied, different mentors throughout my personal life experiences, everything you could kind of actually sum up into these two skills. Now, these are not hard skills. These are life skills. But just like anything and like any other skill, as if you were to learn how to dribble a soccer ball or a basketball, juggle a soccer ball, I guess would be the proper term, or dribble a basketball, these skills take consistent practice. You have to be able to expose yourself to certain situations and experiences that force you to grow and nurture these skills, because more likely than not, I'm going to guess that in at least one of these skills, you are greatly lacking. Because these are two skills that take time and experiences and just overall life experience to be able to really get good at and get comfortable with. And that's why they are the two most invaluable skills. They're valuable because they're in high demand, meaning there's not a lot of supply for them. Not a lot of people have these skills, or at least if they do, aren't consistent with them. So that's why I bring this up today, why they're so valuable, and then with that, how to actually acquire them, what pragmatic steps you can put into place to basically mechanistically stack these like bricks into your life to build up that strong foundation. So without further ado, let's get into these two skills. The two skills that I truly believe are the most invaluable skills are these. Number one, the ability to deal with loss, disappointment, and failure. That is skill number one. Skill number two, the ability to adapt. I truly believe these are the two most invaluable skills. So let's start with the first one. The ability to deal with loss, disappointment, and failure. Let me start off with a few quotes that can maybe preface this a little bit to put this more into perspective as to why this is one of the skills that's in most high demand and that the universe will actually test you on the most. Henry David Thoreau, "If we will be quiet and ready enough, we shall find compensation in every disappointment." Barbara Johnson, "We can choose to gather to our hearts the thorns of disappointment, failure, loneliness, and dismay in our present situation, or we can gather the flowers of God's grace, boundless love, abiding presence, and unmatched joy. I choose to gather the flowers." Sivanda Sawawasti, "This world is your best teacher. There is a lesson in everything. There is a lesson in each experience. Learn it and become wise. Every failure is a stepping stone to success. Every difficulty or disappointment is a trial of your faith. Every unpleasant incident or temptation is a test of your inner strength. Therefore, nil desperandum, march forward, hero." And the last one by Alexis Jones, an author, "Life is not about picking out the parts you like and leaving the rest. It's learning to coexist with it all and choosing to see the beauty, the grace, and the hilarity while also experiencing the inevitable disappointment and failure." The reason why this skill of dealing with loss, disappointment, and failure, and it is a skill, I will argue that, is because you cannot make progress in life. You can't grow without facing one of these three things. And I promise you, you can't step into your full potential, your higher self of what you're really capable of, without coming face to face with all three of these: loss, disappointment, and failure. I mean, these are kind of like the dragons that guard the gate. These are really the gatekeepers that help you, that are there really as an opportunity, as a challenge before you level up to the next level. It's through really, I mean, suffering is kind of nature's purification process. It's through suffering, it's through pain, it's through disappointment, it's through this failure that you have to deal with, and tragedy and loss, that character is truly built. It's where you have to dig deep and really grow those roots. And it's within facing all three of these that you really get clear on what's important in life and what those priorities are. Now, the reason why this is the most invaluable skill is because these are not just gatekeepers, you know, loss, disappointment, and failure that you face, and once you get through the gate, you never see it again. I mean, we're talking, these are things, especially as the world speeds up and it gets more chaotic, these are things that typically you face on a daily basis. Unless you're somehow living such a cautious life that you stay within your comfort zone, which, again, you're then digressing, because if you ain't growing, you're dying. There's no neutral ground here. You're either moving forwards or you're moving backwards. It's a slippery slope of life. And so loss, disappointment, and failure, if you're progressing, I promise you, you're facing typically one of these on almost a daily basis. So if you haven't learned to kind of harness that dark energy and use this to your advantage, then life is going to be not only very difficult and very miserable, which it wasn't meant to be, but it's going to be something that you're not waking up looking forward to, and it's going to start to sap and drain you, and eventually put you in a state of anxiety and really avoidance at trying to avoid these things rather than utilize them for your power and for your advantage. And so let's go through a few things. These aren't in any particular order, but these are tips or little mental notes to keep in mind that are going to help you to gain the skill of dealing with loss, disappointment, and failure. The first one, and it's funny because a lot of these I've done specific podcasts on each of them, but I'll go into depth a little bit more. The first one is acceptance or letting go and surrender. This is really big. There was an episode, and I apologize, I can't remember the name of it, but I talked about the roadmap to consciousness and how there's different levels as you kind of level up through your consciousness. The first is what's known as the victim consciousness, where life is happening to you. It's just, universe is not working at your favor. Everything is just happening to you, and you're the victim of life. Then next one is called manifestation consciousness, where life happens by you, right? It's the law of attraction. You make it happen. You will it to your favor. You bend reality. You manifest all the things that you want, and life is really happening by you. You're the creator of it. But then you have a third level of consciousness, which very few people get to, and this is known as channeler consciousness. And within this, life isn't happening to you. It's not happening by you, but it's happening through you. You're channeling life through you. You're an open valve. The energy is coming in and out, and life is just flowing through you, and you're just the essence of it. And there is no possible way that you can achieve that channeler consciousness unless you just let go and surrender. It's having this certain uncanny, this really ballsy, invisible faith in the universe, and knowing that the universe is working in your favor. And again, this comes back to your belief systems. You have to decide up front, is the universe working against you and it's happening to you, you're the victim, or is the universe working for you? Is it working in your favor? You have to decide that up front. It's one or the other. That's a strong belief that you will hold. Because if you believe that the world's working against you and that it's a bitter place, that's the lens through which you're going to see the entire world, and you're never actually going to be able to surrender. Because let's think about this. Let's role play for a bit. I mean, if I truly believed in the universe or in a presence or in God, whatever you want to call it, I'm trying to keep this very umbrella, very, very open, but If I believe, let's use the term God, if I believed in a God who didn't work in my favor, who didn't align things for me, put things in my path that were going to help me, but everything was working against me, then why in the world would I surrender to that power? Like, I wouldn't. That would make no sense. It's like surrendering to your enemy. It's like surrendering to the negative. If it's not working in your favor for your benefit out of true love, why would you surrender to it? Why would you accept that? You would fight against it. However, if I were to believe in a universe, a world where truly everything that happened, even the negative, even the bad, was all for my favor because it knew better my future than I did, then I would let go. And I would have a certain blind faith to that, and I would surrender and just accept things that happened because I believed that there was a greater plan for me, that there was some type of divine destiny to where things aligned, and that there was no such thing as coincidence. It talks about this in The Alchemist, to where he would follow these omens, and through the universe, it would guide him to his personal legend. You have to decide up front what your belief is. Like, what do you believe? Because your beliefs create your reality. So whatever you decide your belief is, whether the world's working against you or for you, that'll determine the rest of your life. Like, I could tell you your entire future based upon the beliefs that you have. So that's the first thing, is letting go, surrender. You have to be able to surrender to life and let it flow through you, because when you're able to get to that point, then when you face loss, you know that you're losing something, but something greater is going to be in its place. When you face disappointment or rejection, you actually know that it's simply redirection to a better path. And when you face failure, you know that it's the greatest learning lesson, and it's actually just simply a stepping stone to your next success. You're failing your way to success. All of that hinges upon your mindset and your belief of acceptance and surrender. Pretty much anything when it comes down to it in life really is mindset. It's frame of reference. It's how you look at it. Again, it's back to the example of two people at the bus stop, and a bus comes by, it hits a puddle, it drenches both of them. One jumps up and down with joy at the opportunity, or laughs at it, or whatever, because of what just happened. The other one is pissed off, and for the next 3 days, it's gonna affect his or her mood. Same situation, same reality, different reaction. It's all perspective. It is all mindset. It's all how you perceive the world to be. And that's all based upon your beliefs. So you got to figure that out first. The second one is being open. This kind of goes along the same lines, but when you're able to surrender to the universe, to life, to God, then you're just open. You're never closing down. You're not labeling things. You're not defining things. You're just open. You're enjoying all of life. And that's super important. And again, it's easier when you believe that the universe is working in your favor. If it's working in your favor, then you have no problem staying open, because the negative, it's just a pendulum. It's going to swing back to the positive, and it's all for your good. It's all going to make you stronger. These are really core beliefs that are so simple, but they're going to affect the entire way you see life and how you deal with loss and failure and disappointment. Reframing your belief about failure. Again, we've already touched on this, but also identifying yourself. Like, if your identity, your personal identity, is built around you being right all the time, then you're very fragile and you're going to be broken, because I promise you won't be right all the time. And if you want to grow and progress, you're going to have to be wrong. You're going to have to accept that criticism. And so part of getting these fundamental beliefs, one of those beliefs is reframing your identity as who you are. And so instead of framing it around being right all the time, frame it around being a learner, right? Be the one who can learn so much so quick, and you're so obsessed with growth that you'll take all the criticism you can get. You'll take all the failure that you can get. Like, you're dreaming so big that you're planning on failing, because the more you fail, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more knowledge you have. The more knowledge you have, the more power and success you then have. Failure is all part of it. It's just a stop on the bus to get towards your final destination of success. And so not only do you need to reframe your beliefs, you need to reframe your identity and make sure that who you are is not based around being right or based around your ego, but who you are is based around your identity as a learner, as someone who can grow and ingest things and be that sponge and learn from it and move on to the next level. And when you start to face, when that's the case, when you identify as a learner, then when you come face to face with loss, disappointment, and failure, you don't actually see those things. What you see is opportunities and solutions. Every time you face challenges, they're exactly that. They're not a challenge that stops you in your tracks, but they're a challenge to overcome. There's something positive to rise to the occasion and show you what you're capable of. Do you see how that's just like a simple tweak? It is so simple. It's literally just mindset. It's seeing something like as a problem or as an opportunity, right? As a roadblock or as a challenge to rise to the occasion and overcome. It's just a mental tweak. That's it. And that mental tweak, the mental body of yours, is based upon your beliefs at the core of it. Those are the roots. The beliefs are the roots. So if you're having trouble making that mental tweak, my suggestion, if I were sitting down face to face with you, would be, well, let's take a step back and let's excavate. What are your beliefs? What do you actually believe? Because if you're trying to do one thing, but it's not working, it's probably because you have opposing beliefs on the very base layer that are fighting against that, and therefore you're not making progress. So a lot of this is about reframing. Next, a big part of dealing with loss, disappointment, and failure and gaining that skill is being focused on the process and not on the outcome. Really being in it for the journey. Of course, we do care about the outcome. We want to win in life. We want to have that joy. But be more ingrained into the journey of it, the actual process, that the day by day, and realize that like these failures, these setbacks, these are all part of that process where you get to learn, you get to laugh at your mistakes, you get to kind of bask in the criticism because it's more information for you to grow more and more and more. The second to last one is the law of detachment. There is a book by Deepak Chopra. It's called The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. It's on my website, on my book list. This is a powerful book. But in this, he talks about attachment or detachment. And he talks about most of the reason why people actually struggle day to day and why they're not good with accepting failure and disappointment is because they're so attached to the outcome. The law of detachment is about putting your desires out into the universe. This is manifestation one-on-one. You're putting it out there, but then you let go of how it comes about. This goes back to trusting the universe. You don't know how it's going to come about. You don't know when it's going to come about or how it's going to look, but you know it will happen. So it's about putting things out there and then letting go of how it actually comes about into your life. And this is hard for most of us because as humans, we're control freaks. We want to control every little thing because control is security. What we can control, we know it's within our zone, it's within our perception, and so we can have a finger on that. To let go of control for most people is chaos. It's vulnerability. But to really detach from the outcome and to really let life flow through you to get to that channel or consciousness, you're going to have to let go of that control. And it just comes back to trust. A, how much do you trust yourself that you can adapt, which that'll be skill number two. But number two, how much do you trust the universe? Because if you believe, again, back to beliefs, that the universe is working in your favor, then why not detach? Let go. If the universe is working in your favor, then it knows better than you. It's way more cosmic and powerful than you are, right? And so let go. Let God do the work. Let him put his plan into action, and you just do the work day to day. That's it. You let go. You surrender. And the last tip that I have for really gaining the skill of dealing with loss and failure and disappointment, it's the most simple one. It comes from the Disney movie of Finding Nemo. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Think of how many times that's repeated throughout that movie. Just keep swimming on that journey to get to the very end, to fulfill their mission of what they're trying to accomplish, of finding his dad. Just keep swimming. When it comes down to it, when it comes to dealing with loss, disappointment, and failure, at the end of the day, the real anchor of it is you just got to keep going. You just got to keep moving. You just keep moving forward because this too shall pass And as you get more and more practice, because it is a skill of facing more failure, more disappointment, and you push through it, it becomes your new normal. And it becomes easier and easier and easier. That's why you want to go big now. That's why you want to dream big. You want to fail as much as you can. You want to face as much loss and disappointment and failure that you can right now, because the more that you face it, the more comfortable you become with it. And as you push through it time and time again, day after day after day, dude, it becomes a skill. It's no longer this event. It's no longer like, oh, failure. Like, oh no, it's now attached to my identity. I'm a failure. No, it's not any of that. It's literally you've gained this skill now and you just push through it. So facing it early on is my like greatest advice. Like, fail as much as you can right now so that you can grow that skill. That's how you grow, is by just facing it outright. Okay. Skill number two, the ability to adapt. This is massive. This literally goes all the way back to freaking Darwin. I almost forgot his name. Evolution, right? You know that whole quote, and I've talked about this before, but the whole quote of like, it's the strongest of the species that survived. Yeah, that's not true at all. That's like completely butchered from what he originally said in his journals. What he really said is it's the species that's most able to adapt to their environment that survives. Life is about adaption. Evolution is about adaption. If you want to, or adaptation, adaption? I don't know if adaption's a word. Adaptation. If you want to grow and progress, which is the ultimate goal, that's why you're listening to this, is because you want to transform, you want to grow, you want to get better, faster, stronger, smarter. You have to learn how to adapt. Because each level that you go up, every level there's another devil. You're going to have to evolve. Your current skill set has gotten you to where you are today. And if you want to get further, you're going to have to gain more. It's all about adapting. It's all about evolving. This literally is the greatest skill. Besides dealing with loss, disappointment, failure. I would actually say it's more important than that first skill. Doesn't really matter though. They're both invaluable skills. Let me start out with a quote by Benjamin Franklin. He said, "Change is the only constant in life. One's ability to adapt to those changes will determine your success in life." I can vouch for this 100%. Look at the world right now. Please look at the world and tell me right now what in the world right now is stable. What is there that's stable right now? I literally can't think of anything that's stable that couldn't change tomorrow. Or couldn't change in a week. Like, look at how quick the economy's turned. Look at these cities like Minneapolis, that were these beautiful cities, and now it looks like freaking post-apocalyptic era. Like, buildings on fire, banks looted, companies completely bankrupt from the coronavirus, people out of jobs, like, people are on food stamps now, and unemployment. Dude, all within a matter of weeks. So again, answer me this question. What in the world is stable right now? The answer is nothing. The only constant thing right now is change. That's it. So if you want to be able to survive in the future, not even thrive, survive, you're going to have to learn how to evolve and adapt. But especially on top of that, if you want to thrive and have success, it's a non-negotiable. You are going to have to learn the skill of it. Adaptation. It is hands down the greatest skill. I remember when I was homeless, living on the streets with the homeless, this is where this skill really became apparent, like in my face, yelling at me, screaming. And this is when I came up with the whole philosophy of you have to sit in the chaos long enough to establish order. I remember that phrase coming to my mind specifically, and me learning that, first starting off with the monks, but then being homeless. I mean, every day was just inconsistent and unpredictable and really uncomfortable and really hard and really scary, honestly. I didn't know where my next meal was going to come from. I'd go days without food. I didn't know where I was sleeping that night. I had no money. I had no, like, safety. And I didn't have anything. Like, and looking back on it, it was the ultimate training zone for me to learn how to adapt. Again, it's taking something that's conception that in your mind you may think that you're good at adapting and you have this skill. You may be listening to this podcast right now and you're like, oh, hell yeah, like I'm great at adapting. That's what we call conception. But then to actually transmute that to real life experience when you're thrown into an experience and you have to adapt, like being homeless for 50 days, then it becomes real. And you realize that adapting is a skill, especially when it's over a long period of time. It's one thing to adapt for a day or two, maybe a week. It's another thing to adapt for months and then years on end. So the only constant in life right now is change. So the ability to adapt is essential. So let's go through a couple tips right now, pieces of advice, practical skills, whatever you want to call it, that'll help you to learn to adapt. And these are all pulled from my personal experience, looking back mainly from being homeless. Number one, that I already stated, you have to sit in the chaos long enough to establish order. This is why I'm such a big advocate for cold showers, because what this does is that cold showers, it's immediately, instantaneously uncomfortable. And what happens is by sitting in that discomfort, aka that chaos of the cold, you're teaching your body that in order to have a true benefit, a true reward, in order to grow, you have to have delayed gratification and you have to face discomfort and do hard things. So sitting in the chaos long enough to establish order. It's like arguments, right? People don't like confrontation, whether that be in business or with a partner or in relationships. But here's the thing, by sitting in that uncomfortable, sticky mess of an argument, you work your way to finding a solution and you grow more intimacy and more respect for one another because you are able to communicate through that chaos and eventually find order. You will never, ever, ever establish order without first having to wade through chaos. It's the law of polarity. It's the law of opposites. That's how you get order, is you start with chaos and you create from that. So you have to sit in that chaos long enough to establish that order. That's that whole process of going from chaos to order. That's what we call adapting. That's what we call evolving. So that's why I'm such a big advocate for cold showers, because it's the most simplest, quickest daily way to like learn this skill of adapting. Number two, doing hard and uncomfortable things. I promise you that you will not learn this skill of adapting without doing hard and uncomfortable things. That's why for me being homeless was the greatest training ground, because it was one-on-one. It threw me in the freaking deep end and it was just basically like, you know, I hope you know how to swim. And if you don't, you're going to learn very quick, else you're going to die. And so doing hard and uncomfortable things, that's what forces you to evolve. And here's the beauty about it, going back to skill number one. By just doing hard things every day, these hard things soon become the new normal, right? If you're just living a life of convenience and comfort and everything's just at your access, like, and you're not challenged, the moment you face something even slightly uncomfortable, dude, it freaking wrecks you. Like, you, there's no threshold there or foundation that you've created. But when you do, my mind goes straight to David Goggins. He's insane. But because he's done so many hard things and uncomfortable things every day, just built up over time, you know, compounding, it's normal for him now. Like, when hard things come his way, when he faces failure, disappointment, loss, dude, it's nothing. That is his new normal. So that's how he has gained that skill. So you have to make hard and discomfort your new normal by just throwing yourself into it. And again, let me really specify here and draw a boundary. I don't mean miserable. Again, I don't mean be miserable every day. I mean uncomfortable, hard, right? The outcome of discomfort and doing hard things is fulfillment. It's satisfaction. It's that delayed gratification. So I don't mean miserable here. I don't mean make yourself super unhappy every day, but I mean actually sitting in that chaos and facing those uncomfortable things. Number three, and this is a big one, self-mastery. You probably knew this was coming. Like, you can't adapt unless you trust yourself. And again, going back to skill number one, you can't trust the universe and surrender unless you trust yourself. Trusting yourself is always number one above everything. If you don't trust yourself, you won't do anything, right? It's through trusting yourself that you can then do these hard things because you know you'll pull through. The reason why you have the skill to adapt is because you trust yourself that you can adapt. The reason you trust the universe is because you trust yourself. Like, it all comes back to self-trust, and confidence comes from self-trust. So self-mastery is everything. You have to prove to yourself that you can do these things. And again, you build that self-mastery and that self-trust through doing hard things. You build up credibility, just like you would with a resume or with a job or at the gym getting more muscle. Like, you prove it to yourself. You gain that credibility. And then the last thing for gaining the skill of being able to adapt would be exposing yourself early on to diverse experiences. The reason why this is critical, number one, environment's everything. Environment is the greatest hack to everything. But when you expose yourself to diverse experiences, it's within that diversity that the unexpected happen, right? Number one, diverse experiences challenge your belief systems, which is really good because it changes the way you look at the world and how you perceive things. But number two, within these diverse experiences, different challenges and things are thrown your way that otherwise wouldn't be in your comfort zone, and you're forced to learn how to overcome it, to figure it out. As Marie Forleo, I think is her last name, Forleo, however you pronounce it, she has a book called Figure Outable. And I love that word because everything is figure outable. Like, by exposing and throwing yourself in these diverse experiences, different cultures, different belief systems around different people, different settings, it throws challenges your way that you wouldn't normally see, and you're forced on the spot to adapt to that. Like, it's adapt or die. And that's the thing with these skills. The way that you gain these skills is by doing the thing that requires the skill. Does that make sense? That's why most people don't do it, because the way to gain the skill of being good at adapting is by throwing yourself in a situation that forces you to adapt. But that's terrifying for people. That doesn't make sense for people because you don't have the skill yet. So if you throw yourself into a situation where you need that skill that you don't yet have, then you'll die. And that's how most people think. But what this comes back to, self-trust. You have to just believe that you can figure things out. The only way, once again, that you can gain the skill of being able to adapt is throwing yourself in a situation and being forced to adapt. It's in that process of being forced to adapt that you gain the skill of adapting, right? It's common sense, but it's also counterintuitive. It's the same thing with dealing with loss, disappointment, and failure. How do you gain that skill? You face loss, disappointment, and failure multiple times over and over and over again. And within each of those, you learn how to face it and you learn how to deal with it. And you apply the tips that I've given you, you apply the advice that I've given you, but you still got to do it. You can't gain the skill by just reading about it. You can't gain the skill of facing failure or adapting by hearing a cool TED talk about it or watching a motivational video or just reading a grand book. You have to do it. You just have to throw yourself in the deep end and learn how to swim. And you have to trust yourself enough to know that, like, you will figure it out. That's it. It's a massive leap of faith. And I think that's why these are the two most invaluable skills, because they are a massive leap of faith. Huge. You have to have some serious courage to really gain and get good at these two skills. But if you can do it, the payout is huge. The payout is massive. Not only will you be a support and a light and a leader for others, but when you can acquire these two skills, which again, it's a lifelong process. You never fully get there and acquire. I'm practicing these every day and still nurturing them. But when you get to a certain threshold to where you get the hang of these two skills, you have ultimate freedom. Because think about this. This is why they're invaluable. If you can adapt to anything, throw me in. You can throw me, Talon Barney, in any situation, any circumstance, throw me in any country, take everything away from me, rip everything away from me. I can face failure and loss and disappointment. Throw me in all of this and I will come out. I will come out on top and I will figure it out. That right there is ultimate freedom. If you can do that, nothing has power over you. Nothing has power over you. It's just not possible. Because no matter what, you trust yourself enough that you can come out on top. And not only come out on top, but come out stronger and better than you were before. And I'm telling you right now, again, that's not a skill you can read about. This is only a skill that can be acquired through action. Action is the key. Action is the antidote. Action is really the elixir of life, the sorcerer's stone. Action is the cure-all. It really is. So I hope that this was informational for you, not in just me sharing my opinion, what I think the two most invaluable skills are, but hopefully some good tips and pragmatic practices that you can use to start acquiring these skills. But at the end of the day, no matter how much advice I give or how great these, you know, episodes are or full of rich content or value, it's action. It falls on you to be able to do the transformation yourself, to have the balls to really take a leap of faith and to just figure it out. Trust yourself. That's it. Just trust yourself enough and believe in yourself that you can figure it out and then put it to the test. So that's a wrap. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Love you. Ciao.